Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Darkness falls across the land. The midnight house is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Welcome to a very special Halloween edition of Money Savage. Joining me is the strong and powerful Julia Bramer. Julia, are you ready?
Hi, I am.
Excellent. Julia is a psychic, a professional tarot card reader. She is an author, a scholar, and a poet, and now here to peer deep into our psyches and our souls. Welcome, Julia.
What an intro. Thank you.
So, Julia, tell us a little bit more about your work, some information about you personally, and why you do what you do.
Okay. I got my first tarot cards around the same time that I first started having premonitions, which was at about 16 years old. Next month, I turn 56. So I've been at this for over 40 years now. And, I kind of just fell in love with the tarot when I first saw them. I walked into a magic shop back then in the 1970s. It was a magic shop, wasn't like these new agey shops you see today. It was magic tricks, you know, rabbits out of hats and sponge balls and there were some tarot cards and this very hip older girl of about 21, you know, kind of just old enough to like really impress me as a mentor and you know, and I thought she had all the knowledge of the world and I remember her saying, "You want to see some real magic?" And she pulled these cards out of the display case and I was hooked, you know, it was like that quick. So I took all my babysitting money and I bought my first deck of tarot cards at that age. Like I said, that was around the same time I had my first premonition, which I still remember. I'd just gotten my driver's license and I was, taking my little sister to the mall. And I had, what I would call a daydream, a waking vision of a crow on the side of the road with a broken wing. And I thought, why did I think of that? And then in about 5 minutes, I saw exactly what I had thought. And that was the first of, you know, many, many. But it always stayed with me. And so I can't say that I was on like a serious spiritual path at 16. I was a partying kid and, sure. and more interested in boys and my friends and all of that. But I kept the cards going. And, people ask me, well, how did you learn? And there's what in tarot circles, we call it the LWBs, the little white booklets that come in the deck. That was my first training, was just the little white booklet that came free, you know, with the tarot deck. And in my opinion, I think that was great training for me because they have to be brief, of course, because they're just, you know, little micro books. And so it gave me just the basics and taught me to rely on intuition. And then so over the years, you know, I did it for friends, for parties, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah.
It was always like the great icebreaker because, You know, it's funny. I'm a Sagittarian, which tends to be a pretty extroverted sign. But as you also mentioned, I'm also a poet and a scholar. So I have this really introverted side as well. And so, you know, I don't always want to small talk with people, and I don't always want to throw myself out there. But if I went to a party or something and I brought the cards, it was just a natural icebreaker. It was a way I could get to know people, even on pretty deep levels. And that's always been another thing with me, too. I always want to connect. I don't really like superficial, you know, relationships that don't mean anything. You know, the people in my circle, I want to know I can call them if times are hard. I want to know that, you know, that we're really friends, that we really care about each other. And because life is short and I just don't want to waste my time.
Sure.
So I instantly with tarot, I got a certain kind of depth with some people. Now, some people you don't want the depth with, you know, you see it and you're like, ah, that's some bad energy and I'm not really interested in that. But it helped me understand who my friends were and, you know, and also I just realized how helpful the cards are. You know, a thing people say to me is, I don't want to see anything bad. Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, they're a heads up. So like, if I were to tell you, you know, George, if you, you know, if you drive too fast tomorrow, you are going to get a ticket. Well, heck, you're not going to drive fast tomorrow.
Probably
you know?
Not.
And, right. And so it's, you know, and sometimes this can be, you know, really serious. I've seen and warned clients about, you know, getting in cars with drunk drivers, things like that. You know, and I would like to, you know, hopefully you can't really tell if you've prevented anything because we can't know if they would have done it, if they wouldn't have heard. But I like to say that, you know, I plant the seed. And so believe it or not, a lot of times with a warning, people will be like, well, you know, I'll just take that precaution just in case mm-hmm. Julia is right, you know.
Yeah.
But so the way my life went, you know, back to the life story, I got married at 20, unfortunately. But, you know, we're when we're kids, we think we know it all. And
sure.
And I had my first son at 22 and my second son at 27. And I got divorced at 30. I didn't do a whole lot with the tarot at that time. In fact, it was kind of my secret at that time because my husband wasn't really comfortable with it, my ex-husband. But I did read about it. I was becoming more and more spiritual. So I was beginning meditation, yoga, just reading a lot about things like, you know, there's authors of that era, like the 80s, like Shakti Gawain and Wayne Dyer, you know, kind of these new agey sort of new thought is what the way I like to think of it, ways of thinking about owning your life, creating your reality. I always knew that tarot supported the new thought model of living. And so I would see in the cards, you know, like basically illustrations of some of these, you know, principles of living. So I got divorced at 30. At that time, shortly after, I started my own rock and roll magazine.
Nice.
here in St. Louis, called Night Times. Had a great ride for a few years on that. A lot of fun. Wrote a memoir about that. Got married to the lead guitarist of a band called Radio Iodine, my second husband, who we have been married over 20 years now.
Nice.
You know, raised my boys. But all the time growing spiritually. So it wasn't until 2007 when I started graduate school, getting my MFA in poetry and fiction, everybody, you know, everyone had told me for the longest time that I should do tarot for a living. And I didn't really take it that seriously. you know, it was just my hobby. It was the thing I wanted to do for my friends. And I wanted to be a serious writer, which I am a serious writer. But, you know, I guess at that time I didn't believe that there was space for both. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, my professor kept calling me into other classes. He kept saying, you know, would you do a demonstration of the cards for this? He would incorporate tarot into the curriculum because a lot of writers have used tarot. And so, you know, I was getting more and more influenced. At that same time, I realized, talking to the same professor, that the famous poet Sylvia Plath used a lot of tarot imagery in her work. And I mentioned it to this professor, Dr. Schreiner, and I said, you know, what's the story? I don't see anything about this. And it's screamingly obvious, you know. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he suggested that I make it my my end of semester project. Well, that became my life's work. Sylvia Plath is one of the most famous poets and writers of the 20th century. And she is known mainly for her depression, electroshock therapy, and ultimate suicide at age 30. It's really a shame that it's all the drama that overtook her life. And nobody can see that, first off, in the 50 years, well, more than 50 years now, since she's been gone at 56, I was born 9 months after Plath's death, almost exactly. And in all that time, everyone has been misreading her, kind of reading only the superficial, you know, autobiographical element to her poetry, which is astounding to me because she and her husband were heavily into occult and mysticism, and her husband has been widely read with occult influences, but nobody wanted to look at Plath that way. And so I have three books more coming. Plath is my passion. Tarot is my full-time job. All thanks to graduate school, really, and pushing me in that direction. Today I am, if you look me up, I'm considered one of the top 10 psychics in St. Louis. CBS Radio calls me the number one fortune teller in St. Louis, which I kind of hate that term fortune teller. I think it's sort of cheesy, but that's okay. You know, I'll say
sure.
it's a compliment. I've been on MTV. I've been on Nickelodeon. I've been on all the local programs, some of the news programs, Patrick's People, Show Me St. Louis, Great Day St. Louis, all the radio shows. I'm a semi-regular on the Dave Glover radio show. So I've never had to advertise, you know, it's all been word of mouth and my appearances. I was the regular reader at the St. Louis Renaissance Fair for a number of years, but that was too hard, too physically taxing for me after so many years of being in the elements. You know, you're in a tent in the woods and the sun and the heat and
sure.
the thunderstorms. And I would bring my asthma inhaler and enough of that. But it's a pretty great life, and I make a nice living, and I get to help people, and I get a lot of hugs and a lot of positive tears and a lot of nice letters. And I wouldn't be anything else at this point.
I love it. That all sounds like good stuff to me. So I think that's fantastic.
Awesome.
So a big part of the work that I'm doing is trying to work on two big problems, at least from my perspective, that so many of us are broke and too many of us are really sleepwalking through our lives. We're not engaged in our work. And we're filling ourselves up with vapid nonsense like fantasy football and the Kardashians and junk like that. So,
right.
So how can tarot help?
Well, it forces you to look inward. And it's interesting because, you know, when I was doing the Renaissance Fair, my husband would help set me up. And he would kind of hide out in the back of my tent. And he would listen. He would sit in a lawn chair and in the sun, and he'd be playing solitaire on his phone. But he would pick up on things, and he would tell me, he's like, so many times you're not telling them anything that they don't already know. It's just you're clarifying, you're validating And that is so helpful right there.
Sure.
We have this kind of subconscious knowledge. Carl Jung, you know, the famous psychologist, I mean, that's the collective unconscious and the subconscious, that was his domain. And actually Jung used tarot with his clients. But there's so much wisdom that we already have. And it's like, we think about it kind of, but we get distracted, like you said, with all the vapid stuff. And sometimes we get really attached to how we want things to go. Mm-hmm. And so tarot is kind of the kick in the pants of, here's how it is, you know. I'll call people out on addictions. I'll call people out on depression. I'll call people out on abusive relationships, whether they're the abuser or the victim. I'll call people out on victim mentality, which is kind of a big thing. You know, there's but more than that, through the tarot and through my spiritual, you know, pursuits, I'll give them tools to get out of their problems. So that's how it's helpful. It is a way to recognize the problem, which is half of it, and then what do you do to step out of it? But, you know, I like to say, I can read your cards, George, because we're both alive and we're both, you know, that life force. I call that God. I don't tell people how to do God or what to call God, but, you know, I believe we're hooked into the God system just by being alive. And so we have great power. We're children of God. And it's just teaching yourself to pay attention to your power, you know, and owning it. I definitely, you know, I know a lot of people are afraid of tarot, you know, the spooky connotations, but, you know, I'm about living in the light. I want it only positive. Occasionally I'll get somebody, you know, at the Renaissance Fair, especially, who would wander into my tarot tent and want a magic spell or want, you know, or want to get into black magic stuff.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, there's some people who are into that. If you notice, they almost always have really severe health problems. Mm. They're almost always either completely emaciated or grossly obese. They're almost always suffering from, you know, aches and pains and occasionally diseases. I don't deny that there is some power on the dark side, but I wouldn't want any part of it, because that's what it does to you. You know, and I just want to be a positive for this world. I want to be part of evolution, not entropy and degradation, you know. So
appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So, because I'm unfamiliar with how the process works. You're going to read my tarot cards. We sit down. You turn the cards over and then you read them.
Yeah. So I would shuffle for you.
Okay.
I can read your cards right now if you'd like a little
for
demonstration
sure.
over the phone. All right.
You bet.
So I'm shuffling for you now, George. I can do sort of a general reading, kind of just see what I see around you, or we can go right to any subject you like. So, you know, I could do your podcast, you know, I could do something more general like money, love, career, health. So what would you like to know about?
We might as well talk about the podcast.
All right. So I'm finished shuffling and I'm going to put the cards down. I have my assistant, Rufus, the big red tabby, who is getting in the way just a little bit.
Watch it, but, Rufus.
all right. I think you're going to like most of this. There are some cards that we want to, you know, it's advice to work on. But that's good, right? I mean, it's positive, constructive criticism.
No doubt.
So I am seeing you. We start with the Knight of Swords. This is our go-getter. You know, you are ambitious. You are driven. You have that goal. You are going for it. Love it. The next card, however, is the King of Swords in reverse. When I say a card's in reverse, it's upside down as it faces me. And this king generally is hurting or struggling in some way. You're not really feeling your power. Now, I did add a couple clarification cards to this. I have the Lovers over it, so it could be just that the love life is sort of distracting you at the moment. It is the lover's right side up. So, you know, I'm not too worried about your love life in general. But it could be that your mind is just on that. we've also got at the root of this king and his struggles, I've got temperance in reverse, which temperance is the angel of alchemy. And the idea is it's about balance and moderation, sometimes about physical health, always about being in sync. And so I would really like you, George, to kind of think about caring most especially for your physical body, getting enough sleep, eating right, you know, kind of those basic things. I'm not seeing you ill, but I'm seeing you maybe a little off your game, a little stressed out, you know, working really, really hard. And so I feel like you would actually have more power going, you know, just sort of getting into some self-care.
We have a 2-week-old baby, so you're certainly right.
No sleep.
Nope.
Been there. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's
thank
beautiful.
You.
well, that may be the next card, which is Ace of Wands, which is a new beginning. It is something that you're excited about, enthused about, you know, just positive energy. So I do feel, you know, in general, the podcast is going great, but you're distracted, you know. So I've put this down, if I could, you know, if you could see this, it's in sort of a triangular shape. So that the top of the triangle, the top of the pyramid, is the King of Pentacles. This is our king who holds the gold coin, money, career, power. That's where you're going. That's your energy. Love it. You know, that's what you want to be. That is a man who has some power in this world, and he's a good and generous guy. You know, there's no problems with this king. I married one the second time, so he's loyal, he's responsible, he is the guy you can totally count on and depend on. And I just see your podcast not only elevating you to that, you know, and it could be as simple as your regular listeners know when the next show is going to come up, and that, you know, and that it's going to be there, but that they respect you and they look up to you, and that you do have wisdom and guidance for them as a king is a leader, you know. So as we go forward, I have three cards that go ahead into this next year. I've got the Two of Swords, which is our card of balance, kind of keeping it all steady. It's not an easy card. If you were to look at it, it's a woman and she's sitting on a bench and she has two swords across her chest. And, you know, if you think about it, swords are heavy. Mm-hmm. She is blindfolded. So she doesn't even have a visual cue, and yet she's keeping her swords balanced. This is basically you going forward. And it's saying, I'm keeping it all together. I'm holding it together. It is showing in the next 6 months. However, just beyond that, I've got the Two of Pentacles in reverse. So this is our juggler. And when he's in reverse or upside down as he faces me, it's a few too many balls in the air. So I am seeing, George, if you want to feel your strength with this podcast, if you really want to take it, you know, further, you're either going to have to delegate or postpone or strip down a little bit. Like, you cannot do everything the way you are, and not with this baby in the house and all the rest. It is, you are just showing a spread a bit too thin. Now, your last card in this sort of general reading on the podcast is the Four of Wands, and it is having all your ducks in a row. So if I can tell anything from you, George, and you know, just to tell your listeners, we've never met. We've never even had a phone conversation before this. So, you know, it does look like you're somebody who has, you know, his stuff together, is orderly, organized, and I do see you continuing that way. You know, the Four of Wands tends to be a card of stability as well. So I like that. I just want you on the personal level to take care of the body. I know it's hard with a baby, and especially if you're an active father, which is so awesome, because this generation seemed to be much better dads than the last generation, in my opinion. And I love that. But it does mean you lose a lot of sleep.
Sure.
So if you can nap, if you can do some self-care, you know, maybe some massage, maybe some yoga, maybe some meditation, We've found meditation. If you learn to meditate for 20 minutes a day, that is like having an extra couple hours of sleep. If you get into the zone pretty quick, which just takes a little bit of practice. So it could be really helpful for you.
Amen on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what would you like, anything else you would like to know, or do you want to, go back to your questions here with just the interview?
No, I think that everything you said is very much on point. I am an ambitious person, and I consider myself very capable, but that has a tendency to manifest in taking on too much stuff and trying to juggle too many balls. So yes, I can see myself being able to carry this thing on, and not just the podcast, but everything else that I'm working on for a little while longer, specifically, like you said, 6 months. But then after that, something will have to change. So right. I don't doubt that for a second. So I think that that's all spot on.
Great. Great. Glad to hear it.
I think it is all spot on. So I love it. I was not expecting you to do a reading for me. So thank you so much. Well, Julia, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay. I believe that we're all intuitive to different degrees. It's kind of like singing. We can all sing. Some of us are better than others, you know, some
truth.
Of us, oh, please don't, but, you know, we can all improve. And so part of the biggest enemy of intuition is being afraid to be wrong. I think we've all had times where something happens and you're like, I knew that. You know, I felt it. I just had a sense about that guy or that thing, you know, and then it happened, but you were afraid to say it because you didn't want to be wrong. Well, the intuitive person goes there and just, you know, steps into letting go of the ego and saying, this is what I'm seeing. And it's that simple. And I do believe we can all train ourselves to get better. Spiritual path helps.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Julia, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for being the guest on our first Halloween special. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Great. Well, you can go to my website, juliagordonbramer.com, and juliagordonbramer.com. Or you can just call me up or text me, 314-517-0158, or tarot@nighttimes.com.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Julia your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to juliagordonbramer.com, and I'll list all of that in the notes of the show.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks again, Julia.
Thank you, George. It was great talking to you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrombacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.